This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In the 60s, when architects and engineers were first planning the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, they had big dreams. Trains would circle the bay, traveling up into Marin and down to Palo Alto. But BART founders wanted to do more than move people. They wanted to move people, too, with works of public art. Today's BART officials want to bring that dream closer to reality. Reporter Reese Thibault has that story.
Travelers here at the Arinda BART station are in a hurry. They don't seem to notice the abstract, multicolored, geometric shapes on each wall. Instead, they rush by, locking up bikes, buying tickets, checking phones. When I tell them that BART has art, they seem surprised.
I don't really notice it.
Personally, I've never seen art at BART stations.
I don't really consider it, I guess, on a daily basis, which is unfortunate, I suppose. But
it's hard to believe people can miss these floor-to-ceiling murals with their oranges, reds, and blacks. On the other hand, though, maybe it's not so hard to believe, because even BART officials don't seem to notice.
They put all kinds of, you know, electric outlets and billboards on top of them, so they totally ignore the art in the Arena station. And again, they don't thank the artist.
That's Dave Weinstein. He's a journalist who writes about architecture and design, and he's also a plaque reader. You know the type. And this is how he first got interested in the art at BART stations. For years, he took BART from the two Mission Street stations, where he noticed some funky concrete reliefs on the walls. He looked for a plaque that explained them, but never found one.
They were interesting. They were unusual. And I never knew who put them there. And so I just wondered about them.
So he did some research, and he traced the art back to this guy.
Adrian Falk, he was the visionary behind BART. He's the one who really pushed it to make sure it actually got built. And here's what he said in 1966. Our objective is to produce for the Bay Area not only the best system in the world from a standpoint of operating efficiency, but the finest from a standpoint of aesthetic design.
Weinstein says BART's creators had big ideas.
They were very utopian. They were very socially driven. One of the goals of the architects who began working on BART was to not just build a transit system, but to help control growth and development throughout the Bay Area. So it wasn't just to design stations that looked good, but it was to actually change how people lived and where they lived.
But alas, more pragmatic voices eventually won out, reminding the well-meaning idealists that
we have to strike a balance between a Taj Mahal and a budget.
In practice, this pretty much meant scrapping those utopian plans. Sure, art was installed at many of those original BART stations, but it was done in a haphazard sort of way. But if you look around BART, really look, you'll find it. Turns out, there's about 50 works of art throughout the system. Sculptures, murals, mosaics, reliefs.
Most of it is abstract and fairly cutting edge. And it really ranges from a bizarre construction that looks like a combination of undersea scenes and outer space at the Richmond BART station, is rather an unnerving piece of art for a transit district, to very abstract incised designs at the Embarcadero station. For example, when the train pulls in to the platform there, there's a series carved along the wall in concrete of circles, half circles, and semicircles.
And this design is repeated at the entrance to the station, almost as if to say,
hey, look, if you pay attention in the station, you'll see these things.
Most artists were never credited for their work, and pieces were lost, damaged, and neglected. But lately, BART's attitude toward art seems to be changing, starting with Jennifer Easton, BART's first ever full-time art program manager. Easton wants BART to become more than just a way to get from place to place.
You see people become more engaged with their spaces and their cities and their communities as you start to see more arts in the spaces. And I think that kind of helps build that level of awareness, community awareness and cultural awareness that we need in cities, especially.
Easton's already working on plans for the future. BART's 2017 annual report lists developing an art master plan as one of the system's goals in the coming year. First, though, Easton wants the existing art to get the attention it deserves.
plaques, you know, putting artists' names, titles, when it was commissioned, and that is part of our collection. I think that's part of the problem that we're, you know, not celebrating what we have. And I think we really need to value the artists and the efforts that they've made on behalf of making our environments better.
It won't be easy. BART's projecting a $30 million budget shortfall this coming year, so Easton's still looking for ways to fund the program. She's optimistic, though. Easton thinks the BART imagined by the system's founders is possible, and she wants BART writers to have a voice in future art plans.
This is just the kickoff point to ongoing conversations, really, with communities. But when you think about BART, and you think, you know, soon we're going to be in San Jose, we go out to Pittsburgh Bay Point, and soon we're going to go beyond there. And those communities are so different and so interesting and so unique. And so how do you celebrate that through arts and culture?
But until they figure that out.
Matthew, this man has a question. Come here. This is my son. Matthew, what do you think about art at BART stations?
Yes. I like it.
You like it? Have you seen it?
No.
In Arinda, I'm Reese Tebow for Cross Currents.